Yeah, well, it was actually, well, briefly, it was a case of a young woman who was described as still normal, who came from up in Gratiot County way, and who had been married, divorced with two kids, and after the divorce from her first husband, she had come to live with a sister in the Detroit area, and she had had first one and then two children out of wedlock. And the first child she put out for adoption successfully, and the second child, when she had the child, she thought she wanted to adopt the child. And while she was still recovering from childbirth in the hospital, she let the Michigan Children's Aid Society keep the child temporarily. And then when she got out of the hospital, she started to think more about it, decided she wanted the child. And she pursued this for a very long time. She tried to get a chance to see the child, and the agency decided it wasn't in the child's best interest or the parents' best interest to have her see the child. And what really got complicated was that the agency had prospective adopted parents for this child, and they kind of put the child out on loan. All this was without benefit of any legal proceeding at all. Put the child out on loan to the prospective adopted parents, who became very much attached to the child. And while the natural mother was trying to see the child, and then ultimately in court trying to get the child back from the prospective adopted parents, who fought it all the way along with the Children's Aid Society, and it got to be a real schmozzle. And what they really did was the mother went back up north and got counsel from Saginaw, a couple of brothers who were very, very determined lawyers, and for 8 years they ran up and down the highway from Saginaw County to Washtenaw trying to get the baby back. And because the child, by that time the child's grown up, 7, 8 years old, terrible thing. And of course I wrote ultimately when it came to the court to return the child to the mother, because she had shown that she was capable, she had shown her interest. She was not neglectful, and so I didn't know what other thing you could do other than justify kidnapping, because it was almost like kidnapping. And so, boy, but that was a couple of justices didn't think much of that. And I remember your paper, the old paper, the Free Press. No, you went with AP, but the Free Press. Well, you were with the Free Press.
Ultimately, yeah. Back in the
60s. They wrote a series of articles about the rights of children as against the rights of parents, and I don't think they liked my position, because the way they wrote it, it was like they thought I favored the parental rights. I wouldn't have any kind of brief for that one way or the other. I thought the best interest of the child lay originally with the mother, and still was there. And although it was traumatic kind of removal from the arms, so to speak, of the only parent she had known, that was occasioned by the fact that everybody fought it so damn long. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the referee in probate court in Washtenaw County decided originally the right way. Mm-hmm. He said there's no legal proceeding. It's only about a year, 14 months after the child had been put out to the agency for possible adoption. Said, nothing here, give it back to the mother where she belongs. That was in the second year of the life of the child, I remember. But everybody else decided, determined to make this woman look terrible, said she was not a fit mother. She had married, and she got a guy that really loved her who offered to adopt the child, and he adopted the other two children. Mm-hmm. And he was a very good husband, worked in a shop here, and they were doing fine. And she had recovered from the nervous breakdown that she had when they wouldn't give her the child back. It was an awful case. But it was tough to decide, and it would take him, Solomon, to decide that one. I suppose he would decide it the same way if he had been here.
People versus Acriccio.
Acriccio.
That's the tip sheet case. Do you remember that one where there was a fellow that had a, I think you call it the equivalent of a racing form, only it had to do with the numbers. And I think you enjoyed the case a little bit. You said that the tip sheet paper, whatever the heck it was, had the numbers in it, did not qualify as gambling paraphernalia. It was more for the spiritual.
Did I have that?
No. It was. You did not use the word spiritual.
I don't remember. I remember the name of the case, but I don't remember that.
Well, I saw the name, and I looked at it because of that. And Chris Sicchi at my elbow said, "My God, the world is full of Ocriccios. You're thinking of the one another pine knob." So it was just a two-bit case, I guess. Some poor guy had. He didn't have dice and the actual numbers sheets, or how you play the numbers, but he had some counsel, some written advice to people who were interested in this, that about some hot numbers, that hot in the sense of astrology. You know, you use your birthday.
Oh yeah, the old numbers business.